elevate truth over tradition. Lincoln here from Turn to Burn, and welcome to another Divine Downloads. This is your biblical news for the confused, where we encourage males to discuss and address touchy biblical issues to make our families strong. In this Divine Downloads, we're talking about the Christmas tradition. And we know this is a season where many people focus on the birth date of Jesus over his birth. But here we're encouraging family leaders, males, and male supporters to at this time focus on truth over tradition, focus on fact over form, focus on the fact that Jesus was born, the birth of Jesus, more than his birth date. And we're grateful for your attention today. Now, we know that as foretold in the Hebrew Old Testament, or the Old Covenant, what is also called the Tanakh, Jesus was born. And this is in Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah 9, verse 6 to 7. And the New Testament confirms this in Matthew 2, verse 1, and Luke 2, verse 7, as the facts around Jesus' birth. And Christmas celebrates the fact of the birth of Jesus, not the form of the tradition or the traditions that come with this time. Many are stumbled by the form of Christmas. Many families don't celebrate Christmas and don't even discuss the true meaning of Christmas, because it is now shrouded as and presented as a heathen tradition. Many people are stumbled by the date of Christmas, whether this is truly Jesus's birth date. Many are stumbled about traditions such as Santa Claus or Saint Nicholas, Christmas trees, Christmas lights, and we often miss the higher fact of Christmas. Jesus was born. By being born of a human, of a woman, Jesus is revealed as a human. Jesus teaches in John 3 verse 6 that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So Jesus being born of a human flesh is flesh. We know that he is flesh plus, but he is also 100% flesh, 100% human, with 100% divine nature or God nature. So it's important that Jesus be human, as this fulfills the Genesis 3:15 promise, where in the garden, when humanity fell while eating the forbidden fruit, God makes a promise that a human, a redeeming human, would be born of a woman's seed. It is through this Jesus' humanity that he is able to pay for humans' sins. See 1 Peter 2, verse 24. So celebrating Jesus' humanity should and can be the aim of true believers for this season, as John says it's Antichrist to oppose Jesus' humanity in 1 John 4, verses 1 to 2. So whenever anyone opposes your Christmas trees or lights, you can refocus the discussion on whether Jesus was born or not, as anyone who opposes Jesus' humanity opposes Jesus, that is Antichrist. Lincoln here from Turn to Burn, FamTFamily.com's Transformational Man Cave. We are grateful that you have fully consumed and experienced another manliness rally. We do encourage you to do a couple of things to animate yourself to greater levels of manliness. Visit us at www.famtfamily.com, as well as join our Facebook family at famtfamily.com, and email us at connect@famtfamily.com. Have a great day today, and be nuclear.